And he read his poetry on WBAI. And he did humor on WBAI. And I love him very much. I loved him very much. He was a great friend of mine. His wife and two daughters by two marriages are equally wonderful. One of them is just entering Brown. Hope she has some scholarships, because he was not tenured at Stony Brook where he taught. And believe he was, despite having been born into an exceedingly upward mobile family, where his father, who had first been an engineer and then became a lawyer, having been born really dire skip meal circumstances on Lower East Side before there was anything like a welfare system. So his father came up from that, became an engineer, and then became a lawyer, and provided a very isolated and sheltered upbringing for Richard. Despite that, his politics were, as he described them, socialist. Came to work at WBAI about the time. No, actually, I think he was here and was on the committee that said, yes, we want Chris Koch to come from California. He was drama and literature director after that. He had been public affairs and drama and literature director before that. He put Malcolm X on the air for the first time and gave him a regular weekly program. He wrote 25 books. A couple are yet to be published. There was one, Freddie Shirl and the Kids, that I'm a minor character in. He wrote about his parents and, to a certain extent, mine, in very unflattering terms, and such that his father, who was very persuasive, prevailed upon Charles Scribner, I believe, to invite Richard into his office one day. And Richard describes the meeting. He said that my editor was in the office, and she looked like she had swallowed a turd. And Charles Scribner, the first, was looking at me with great anger and some contempt. And he said to me, my publishing house is ashamed to have you on its list, and we're withdrawing Freddie Shirl and your other books from publication. It was a book, Freddie Shirl and the Kids was a book that cost him a great deal. When he told these stories of his childhood, the way he was frightened in his childhood by his parents, and he would say abused, he purged himself of some demons, but not completely. And he went into a kind of fugue state.